Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, as we wait for your coming, help us see your glory and love through the reading and hearing of your word. Amen. Today's scripture comes from Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who is spoken of through the prophet of Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children from Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I wonder, how many of you remember this song? Anybody remember that? Yeah, a few of you. Yeah, maybe even dance to it. People, get ready. That's the message of the second Sunday of Advent. This Sunday is about getting ready. Really, all of Advent is about getting ready, but especially on this second Sunday when we meet John the Baptist. We meet this wild man, this prophet, John the Baptist. And we hear a quotation from Isaiah that talks about John as one who was sent to prepare the way, to make straight the paths in the wilderness. People, get ready. Prepare the way. On your mark. Get set. When you hear those last words, "on your mark, get set," we're in the setting of a race. We're in the starting blocks of a race. Maybe some of you watched the Olympics this summer, and I love to watch the 100-meter dash. I mean, it's just lightning fast. They're running for all they've got. When they get in those starting blocks, the athletes hear those famous words, "runners to your mark." They find themselves, usually shake out their legs, make sure they're loose, and get down into the blocks. Get set. And that's when everything freezes. Runners are in their positions, posed and ready. And then there's that uncertain silence. A time of waiting, a time of getting ready, a time of listening. Listening to hear that starter's pistol, the sound that it's time to run. I wonder what goes through a runner's mind in those moments. If I were making the film, you would kind of zoom in and you would see his hands or her hands, and you would hear them breathing deeply. And the beat of their hearts. There would be waiting, getting ready, listening. On your mark, get set. People, get ready, there's a train coming. At Advent, we name that train Jesus Christ. Today we meet John the Baptist, this herald, this prophet, this voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Let's talk about wilderness for just a minute. This is where it's okay to talk to the preacher. So let's talk about wilderness just for a minute. When you hear the word wilderness, what comes to mind?
Desert.
I heard desert. Nature. What else? Trees. Say that again. Getting lost. Have been lost in the wilderness. Now, I grew up in South Carolina, just down the road in Sumter. When I think of wilderness, I think of swamp. South Carolinians, you know what I'm talking about. Now, we have to remember that Elijah, can't see the balcony, folks. John the Baptist wasn't in South Carolina. He was in Israel. Has anybody been to Israel? When they talk about wilderness in Israel, sometimes your Bible uses a different word. When you talk about wilderness in Israel, it's desert, wasteland, a place that has more rocks than it has people, right? Wilderness, an interesting word. What if we made it wildness? That wild place, that desolate place. I think it's interesting that when John the Baptist, when John the Baptist sees the Pharisees and scribes coming, I tried to encourage Josh, he gives them what for? You vipers brood! That's not a compliment. And if you have spent time in a desert, arid wasteland, that kind of wilderness, you would know that vipers are those snakes that hide in the cracks between the rocks, content to be by themselves and not bothered by you. But if you were to step on one or kick their rock, you would know they were there. Interesting that John uses that derogatory, you viper's brood. Who warned you of the coming wrath? I wonder about our lives. Those deserted, lonely, wilderness places in your life. I wonder about the vipers. Those things in your life that you try to keep hidden, that you try not to think about, that are lying under a rock, but if someone were to just kick that rock, they would come to light. John the Baptist is preaching in the wilderness. And did you hear his message? Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is near. What is this word, repent? What does repentance mean? Okay, you can talk to me again. What is repentance, literally?
Turning away
from sin, turning away. Quite literally, in the Old Testament Hebrew, the word used, repent, is to turn around. So you're going this way and you turn around. You go a different direction. I had the privilege to be studying at Fuller Seminary for a period of time at a seminar, and I heard a rabbi speak, and he said, in the Jewish tradition, repentance is coming to the same situation and acting differently. You know, we confess our sins every Sunday in the bulletin. We ask for forgiveness. We do things that are wrong. We don't do things we should. And we pray for God to forgive us. But the real test is when you face that same situation. Do we behave differently? That's what repentance is about. That is the work of Advent. That's what preparing, making room for Jesus, the coming of Christmas is. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths in the wilderness. In your life. In your wilderness. What are those rocks that need to be moved aside? What are those barriers that need to be cleared away? What are the paths that need to be straightened out? What are those things you need to repent of, that you need to turn from, that you need to do differently this time? Prepare the way. People, get ready. On your mark, get set. Maybe you remember the old musical from Godspell. The John the Baptist voice in that story sings this. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. On this second Sunday of Advent, what kind of preparations do you need to make? And I'm not talking about ornaments on a tree. Or even cooking Christmas dinner. In your life, in those wild places, what kind of preparation, clearing away, do you need to do to prepare the way of the Lord? To the glory of God. Amen.